This is KUT. Austin music leaders are suggesting changes the city could make to protect and enliven the live music industry. On Wednesday, they presented their recommendations at Holy Mountain, a downtown venue closing its doors later this year partly because of rising rent. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the recommendations are aimed at five issues advocates say are plaguing Austin's music scene.
Here's three of those issues: a lack of affordable commercial space, stagnant revenue, and difficulty preserving venues. One solution proposed by those in the Austin music business: adding a city employee whose sole job it is to protect music real estate.
This issue of real estate, space, venues, all of this stuff, it needs its own person.
That's Brad Spies, former chair of the city's music commission. He says in a city where buildings are going up every day, music venues should not have to turn down their music to help out a new neighbor.
If a residential tower wants to move into a music district, the development has to mitigate sound. They have to build thicker windows. They have to do that stuff.
All of these recommendations, including city code changes and additional funding for city-sponsored programs, come at an opportune time. A draft of the city budget will be presented later this morning. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.